May I pour you more wine, master? May I call you master? The innkeeper says I must be so respectful to his guests. Here, master. I'm Yessa, the elf girl. I will fill your cup, beautiful traveler. I know it isn't very good wine, I'm sorry. It's all the raiders left. They took all the good things. At least there's still oil for those beautiful red lamps, so you have light to eat by. Maybe, if the wine doesn't please you, I might offer conversation. I could sit or kneel beside you while you finish your meal, master. The innkeeper wants all his guests to be pleased, even if the fare is humble. I'm to help with that. May I kneel here, by your hip? Thank you, master. You like the bells, master? They were from my carriage before I was captured. They used to ring sweetly as I raced through the elven forest. Dozens of little bells on red ribbons. Now they're on me, on my arms, around my ankle, so that whenever I take a step, or kneel, or lie down, the bells ring, drawing attention to my body. The bells are the only thing the innkeeper permits me to wear. I can feel your gaze on me, hot and lustful. On my eyes, deep as pools in the forest at night. On my lips, full and parted. On my hair, flowing like flame about my shoulders. On my lush elven tits, lifting and falling as I breathe. On my soft, naked thighs. I'll part my thighs if you need me to, master. I'm supposed to delight your eyes while you eat. I know the meal isn't very good, but maybe the sight of me will make it better. Maybe if I rest my cheek here, against your thigh, and breathe soft and warm across your skin. Maybe if I make your evening so restful and sweet, you might leave a tip. You are our only patron tonight. The inn is like a ghost of what it was. And see? The innkeeper keeps glancing at us, checking to make sure I please you. He needs your coin, but even more than that, he needs you to tell all the other travelers, rangers and bounty hunters, about this place. That you enjoyed being here. And that they should stop here for the night too. So the innkeeper and his wife don't starve. There really isn't much left anywhere in the town, and a lot of people have fled, and winter's only weeks away. I'm sorry. I don't mean to trouble you, master. I'm supposed to make your meal sweet and peaceful. I've been so hungry. There hasn't been enough for the innkeeper and his family to eat, let alone their slave girl. Some nights, there's no dinner at all. I've never been hungry like this before. I'm an elf girl, and there was always food in the forest, and... You're lowering a morsel to my mouth. On your fingertips, I I can't believe you're feeding me. Yes, Master. It felt warm in my mouth, and thank you. Master, forgive me. I'm so hungry. May I have another bite? Yes, I'm licking the juices from your fingers. You don't mind. You don't mind my delicate elven tongue licking your fingers? I never knew a few bites of meat could taste so good. Thank you. Let me kiss and lick your palm, your hand. I'm so grateful. Me? You're asking about me? Why are you being so kind to me, Master? I'm not used to humans being kind. I've been here since mid-autumn. I was just an elf maiden on my way through the forest to study magic at the Frost Mountain College, where they train the most skilled and sexiest enchantresses in all the world. I only know a few spells. I wanted to learn more. Now, maybe I never will. I never got there. Raiders captured me under the dark trees, dragged me and my bells and my bottle of mead from the carriage. They tore my dress from me and grabbed me and bound me by their fire. They were going to violate me, but they drank the mead first, and it was elven, too strong for them. It left them all snoring on the ground, trembling. Hardly daring to breathe, I listened a while to make sure they all slept. Naked and bound, all my senses were awake. I heard crickets and ancient things stirring in the forest. I smelled pine resin and water somewhere in the wood, and the sweaty bodies of these men who wanted to ravage me. The moon rose and shone on my body. I prayed to the goddess, and I wriggled in my ropes, trying to get free. I thought if I could just get loose and run away through the forest, if I could just get far enough, I could find some warriors of my own people to protect me. I squirmed, my breasts bouncing in the moonlight. I strained against the cruel leather cords at my wrists. There was a gag in my mouth, and it took me a long time to work it loose. I tried calling forest animals to help, but I didn't know enough of the spell. I had to whisper it. I didn't dare make much noise or scream for help. I had to be so quiet. At any moment, the raiders might wake up and rape me. I was desperate, and the sister mages of the Frost Mountain College would definitely have disapproved, but I thought that if one of the raiders mounted me, it might hurt less if I was wet. So I cast the charm of unending need on my own delicate elven flower, tucked between my thighs. And I got so wet. I hadn't learned the counterspell yet, and no one who comes to this inn knows it. So I've been aroused since that moment in the forest. I'm still so wet. Nearly more than I can bear. The first effects of the spell took me like a firestorm. I moaned and my back arched, lifting my tits to the night sky, and I struggled. I bit my lip, trying to hold in my cries as my body burned with need. Oh, but someone did hear me, writhing naked by my captor's fire. The innkeeper's son, he'd crept close to see if he could steal anything back from the raiders while they slept. And he found something. He found me. He crouched by me and leaned close and whispered in my ear. Oh, I was so scared and so aroused. There were tears on my cheeks. I didn't know if he would help me or hurt me. He said he'd untie me if I gave him my word, if I swore a sacred vow by Asha, our goddess, to work in his father's inn, to do anything his father required of me. He covered my mouth with his hand and groped the inside of my thigh with his other hand to make it clear that he meant anything. My heart was racing so fast. My heart is racing now as I kneel and gaze up at you with my deep elven eyes and my pointed ears. The innkeeper's son lifted his hand from my lips, and I said, yes. Yes. I didn't know what else to do. I said I would do everything his father asked. If he would only cut me loose. If he would only save me. I gave him my word. And so, here I am, on my knees. My elven body warm in the light of the red lamps while you eat. I've been well treated. The innkeeper doesn't beat me or even bind me. He just told me never to leave the inn. Everyone knows an elf girl's vow is sacred. I am not a human girl to break promises. I'm elven and soft. And immortal. And enslaved by my own vow. The travelers who come here to eat and get a room for the night, sometimes they touch me. Sometimes a man pulls me onto his lap and fondles my breasts until my sensitive nipples swell under his touch. Sometimes he twists them. Oh, or he smacks my rear as I walk by with a plate and a flagon of wine. One time, a bounty hunter bent me over the table after his meal and whipped me, just to hear my squeals. Another night, a merchant slid his hand between my thighs and made me whimper and moan until I came on his fingers. He tipped the innkeeper well. I guess my screams of pleasure delighted him. Most nights, the men just look at me until my body blazes like a torch and my eyes shine with need, as they are shining now. I am an elf girl. And the enchantment I cast on my own cunt is still very much in effect. Every inch of me is sensitive and alive and hot. After the guests leave, The innkeeper sends me to my bedding over there by the stair. And now I writhe and I moan, sobbing and helpless and wet. I slide my small elven fingers between my legs, but it's never enough. The men who come here leave me burning, Master. Just like I'm burning right now. Let me kiss your hand again, kind human. Your hand is so warm against my lips. I can taste your sweat and your masculine scent. It does things to me. It makes me drip elven honey down my thighs. Master, maybe there's something else you could feed me. Something else you could put in my warm, small mouth. You're the first man in this place who has been truly kind to me. And oh, my heat has been on me for weeks. I don't know if I can make it through another night without a cock inside me. I burn so. Right now, I would do anything to make you happy, to make this evening good for you. Everything in me feels so tight. You're a rough, powerful human male, and I'm just a voluptuous little elf girl. But there must be some way I can ease the pain of travel. Some way I can show you how grateful I am. You fed me, Master. May I part my thighs for you? Like this. And show you what you do to me? Look. Look. The soft, soft hair between my legs is like flame. Here, I'll spread my petals open with my fingers. I'm small and tight and open. My elven flower glistens for you. I'm wet, Master. Master, can you smell me? My body is like a city on fire. If I don't quench this fire, there will be nothing left. How, Master? How can I quench this fire? Please help me. See, the innkeeper has gone upstairs. Oh, no one will watch. No one will see. Oh, you can do whatever you want with me. If you want to, Master, I won't mind. I want to make you so happy. Oh. Yes. Oh, yes, I see, Master. That is a very thick cock. A thick human cock. Oh, it could hurt me. That cock scares me. But I want it. I want it. Oh, I'm soaked between my thighs. Oh, I'm so wet. I'm so wet. And your hand on my cheek is so gentle. It's been so long since the hands on my body have been gentle. Oh, Master, feel me nuzzle into your hand. Would it be all right if I caress your cock, Master, with my fingers, like this? Oh. Your cock is so beautiful. Oh, do my fingers feel good? Oh, you're so hard. yet your skin is so soft. Oh, I need to rub my cheek against your cock. I need to feel it against my cheek. Is it all right if I caress your cock with my small wet tongue? Oh, you taste oh so good. Please, master, I've never done this before. I'm only a captive elf girl who dances naked for the guests and brings them wine. Please tell me if I'm doing it all right. If I'm pleasing you. Oh, I've been so hungry. In my mouth, master? You want to be in my mouth? Oh, you can put it in my mouth. Oh. I love feeling your cock on my tongue. No, it's all right. Finish your meal, master. You need your strength for traveling in these dark times. Your soft, naked elf girl will caress your balls so gently with her fingers and hold your cock so sweetly in her mouth. I'll just hold you in my warm, wet mouth. I'll keep your cock safe and warm while you eat. And then, when you're ready, master, then you can push my face down on your cock and make me take it. Does this please you, master? My mouth around your cock, my eyes gazing up at you, adoring and soft. I'll hold your cock in my mouth all night if you tell me to. If you let me. You want me to suck? Yes, master. It would be my pleasure. Am I doing it all right, master? Master? You want my wrists crossed behind my back? Yes, Master. Yes, I'm your captive tonight. Please, take pleasure in me, Master. Look. My wrists are behind me. I'll roll my shoulders back. Lift my breasts. My breasts are here for your delight, Master. Enjoy my tits. Enjoy my mouth. Let me make your evening so wonderful. Please, your cock. You're so thick, so hard, and you taste so good. Luscious elf slut, Master. Oh, squeeze them. Squeeze my tits. Yes, please, while I suck your cock. Do you feel my nipples harden under your palms? My thighs together. Oh, this cock. This beautiful cock. I just want to make your cock feel so good. So good. So good. My need for you blazes inside me. I've yearned for you, for your taste, for this cock. Imagine another cock in my mouth. No one would taste this good. Please, please, I've been so hungry, so long. Please, give me more to eat. Please fill my mouth. I would be honored to have your cum fill my mouth. You powerful human male, please. Please come in your elf girl's mouth. Please, come in my mouth. Please. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. My master. My human master. Please, please, please. I want to feel your beautiful hard cock. Come in my mouth. Please give me your cum. Please. I need to taste you. Please come in my mouth. Yes, yes, hold my head. Hold my head down and... your semen in my mouth. Oh, I swallowed for you, master. I swallowed for you. You beautiful man. Thank you. Thank you for giving me your cum. Oh, thank you. May I nuzzle your cock with my cheek? Your hand in my hair is so firm. Thank you, master. See my eyes shining for you, master. I am so overcome. I can barely speak. Did I please you, master? Oh, master, it's late. The lamps burn low. I still quiver and burn. I'm rubbing my thighs together, and the fire between them is so hot, I can't bear it. Please, master, please, touch my flower. Oh, please touch my soft elven cunt. Please quench me. I'll do anything. I'm on fire. Please, master, please. You will? I don't have to sleep on the rug by the stairs tonight. You want me in the room you've rented upstairs? In your bed? Oh, warm, wet, and willing in your arms. Oh, I am so happy. You're so gentle and so good to me. It would be my delight and joy to keep you warm tonight. Oh, I'm so lucky. Master, may I kiss you before we go upstairs? Do you want to kiss me? I would like to be kissed. I need to be kissed. Please. Please let me sit a moment in my master's lap. Press my hands to shoulders, my breasts naked to your chest, my mouth to yours. Oh, that was a good kiss. Does this captive elf girl kiss well, master? Do you like my kisses? Would you like to kiss me again? Oh. Oh, master, I'm so wet. Take me upstairs. I'll be so good for you, I promise. The tightest, wettest elf girl you could ever imagine. I'll keep your cock so warm tonight. You've filled my heart with your warm kindness, and my belly with warm food. And you can fill my tight elven cunt with your warm cock tonight. Oh, my cunt craves your cock. I need your cock. Oh, yes, yes, hold my breasts. Oh, I do know one other spell. Restoration of stamina, strength, and endurance for a weary body. It's a healing spell. Something an elf girl who dreams of being an enchantress can tuck away for an emergency. But it does have other uses. In bed, I could keep you coming all night. And if you enjoy me, if I give you pleasure, master, maybe you could ask the innkeeper for me? I'm sure I wouldn't cost much if you wanted to buy me from him. I'm only an elf girl. I gave my word. But if the innkeeper released me, you could take me with you. Oh, you could take me to Frost Mountain College to study magic. So that I won't burn in heat every night for the rest of my immortal life. Or wherever you wish. I'll go wherever you're going. And every night on our way there, I'll suck your cock and writhe under you, squirming and and wet and eager. Only take me away from here. Please take me with you. I'll be so worth it. I promise. You're carrying me upstairs. Yes, master, yes. Oh, yes. Take me to your bed and use me as you wish. I'm yours tonight. Use me. My gentle master. I'm so open for you. So wet. Take me to your bed. Take me, human. Make your elf girl scream.